It's The Buzz 24-7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Hey, Archive Friday, everybody. Headed into a three-day weekend. Hope you got some time this weekend to at least enjoy yourself, breathe a little bit. We will be back on Tuesday. Today, Archive Friday, dipping back in 2021 at the height of its popularity, the show Yellowstone. Making all kinds of headlines and such. We got a chance to talk to Jefferson White, who plays Jimmy. Pretty cool character on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, Jefferson White on the Buzz Archive Friday.
I guess he's running late. We got
That's a couple of minutes.
We love him so much,
it doesn't matter. We'll still have him on.
It's a good show. It's a good show.
You know, I just got Texas. Hey, Jimmy's girlfriend left the Yellowstone. Is she going to go meet him in Texas? I have to know.
She's a buckle buddy.
I don't know
what a buckle buddy is.
Well, I'm guessing it's like a...
Well, she goes, she does a rodeo, and he was doing rodeo, and she met him at the rodeo, and he got hurt. She went to the hospital and had sex with him right in the hospital bed.
Is she the one that got him hooked on the drugs?
No. He's clean now.
Oh, okay.
Jimmy's all clean.
Okay.
He's all clean.
I don't know a lot about the show. I just know everything you talk about. I feel like we had the same thing when 24 was on. I didn't watch it once, but I knew all about it because of you. Mm. And this show, I feel like I know all about it because of you.
Mm. Jimmy's put upon. He's the young guy on the ranch, can't do anything right. And then he starts to really kind of get into it, you know, and you care about him, you know. And then a girl comes along, he's got a girlfriend.
Is the girl the one that got
him hooked? I was going to go in and explain the whole life of Jimmy, but I don't have to now because the guy who plays him is on the phone. Jefferson, are you there?
Yeah, hey, thank you so much for having me. I so appreciate it.
Dude, what are you kidding me? I'm a huge fan. I'm going to geek out. I feel like I'm going to call you Jimmy for the entire thing.
I'm used to it. Please. I'm used to it. I don't mind at all.
Now, listen, now that you're in Texas, are you going to get your rest together so you can come back or no?
Not in Texas. Oh, he is in Texas. You're right.
He's got to get his ass together.
All right. Jefferson, thanks for coming on with us. I'm a huge fan of the show. I started as a Costner fan, but this show is the best show on television, and I love your character, Jimmy, in it. So there you go.
Oh, thank you so much for saying that. It's been, I just feel so lucky to be along for the ride. We're surrounded by brilliant actors. Taylor Sheridan, the creator of the show, I think is a real genius and kind of a really unique talent. So it's been remarkable to just be along for the ride and sort of hold on as long as I can.
It has blown up, though, hasn't it? Like, all of a sudden, like, I was on it from the beginning, and I've loved it every step of the way. I think it's boundary-breaking. It feels like a movie every single week, but the show has become, like, the biggest show on television. Did that catch you by surprise?
You know, I've loved the show from the beginning, too, from the very first time I read the first script. So
yeah.
I'm not surprised that it's found this audience, but I'm incredibly grateful. It feels so... Because the real gift of it, the real gift of the show sort of having the success that it's had is we get to keep doing it.
Yeah.
We get to keep doing it because people watch it, because people have responded to it the way they have, which means we get to sort of find out how far the story goes, which is such a gift.
Yeah, Jefferson is also hosting now. This shows you how big it is. And it's season 4, too, by the way. I made a mistake, Laura. But he's hosting a podcast as well, you know, of all things Yellowstone in the universe. And I got to say, let me just geek out for a second. Okay, Jefferson, just for a second. Please,
no, I'd be honored.
I'm so glad they got the girls out of the bunkhouse. Get them out of there. I'm sorry, brother.
Listen, that's my coworkers. That's my coworkers. You gotta be careful.
Look, I'm sorry that Jimmy got a girlfriend, and that was awesome, but you know what? She was a, what do they call it, a buckle bunny? That's what they call it?
Whoa.
Get him out of there. All hell is broken
Nobody
loose
wants
in the
to
bunk
be
house.
A buckle bunny.
Anybody who watches the show, you know what I'm talking about. Jimmy has been sent to Texas, where he's kind of banished there to learn a lesson, which, by the way, you play so well. Really. Jimmy's taking his lumps, but Jimmy's going to come back strong. Has Jimmy, as your character, become a fan favorite? Because I think it has to have been.
Yeah, I mean, I've been really, really grateful for the response people have had to Jimmy, in part because Jimmy's journey is so much like mine. You know, before working on the show, I had never touched a horse in my life.
Mm-hmm.
This whole world was very, very new to me. And so I've sort of been growing alongside Jimmy for years now. So I've been so grateful to see the way that people respond to him. I certainly feel the same way. I'm rooting for Jimmy, crossing my fingers for him, in part because it means I get to keep having a job. So I've been very, very grateful for the way people have responded to him.
I got to say that physically, it's got to be, of all the things that you've done, you know, acting-wise, physically, this has to be one of the most challenging things because, right, there's a lot involved physically.
Yeah, it's brutal. It really is, you know, horse riding, cowboying, rodeo stuff, that's a kind of lifelong commitment. And when you come to it in your late 20s, it takes your body some time to catch up.
Yeah.
So I've been, you know, trying hard for a few years now to catch up, but mostly learning what I don't know.
Wait, when you're on set and you know you're in between takes, you're just hanging out. I mean, are you an outdoor guy or are you like a city boy that's trapped there?
I'm a bit of an outdoor guy. So I grew up in Iowa in a tiny town called Mount Vernon in eastern Iowa. So I kind of grew up surrounded by farms, grew up surrounded by agriculture. So that's a pretty familiar and comfortable environment to me. And Montana, you can't beat it. You know, we're so lucky that on our days off, we're surrounded by mountains, by lakes and rivers. It's really the most beautiful place in the world, and we're so lucky to be there for work. It's a great excuse to go spend 5 months in Montana.
Jefferson White on the phone. Let's play Jimmy on Yellowstone. By the way, follow him on Instagram, because in his off time, Scotty, he's taking pictures on the set.
Oh, nice.
And he's actually a really good photographer, too. So Laura has a question for you.
Yeah, Jefferson. I just wanted to know, when this is all said and done, are you going to, like, go and buy a ranch and become a cowboy, always ride a horse?
You know, I live in Brooklyn. I live in Brooklyn, New York. Yeah. So I wish riding horses out here, extremely expensive.
Yeah.
You know how real estate is in the Northeast. So I hope that I get, you know, I hope that I get to ride for the rest of my life. I've really come to love it. But as an actor, you basically, it's your job to throw yourself into whatever world they decide to throw you in. So who knows what's next? I hope it's more riding, but, you know, if they tell me that I'm supposed to be a professional surfer, I'll go learn how to surf.
we've had Kevin on, Kevin Costner on a few times. Cole has been on with us as well. But just, to, you know, for you as an actor, working alongside a guy like Kevin Costner, who to me, you know, from the outside looking in and everything I've heard about him, like the consummate pro. Is that accurate?
Yeah, it's incredible. There's nobody I've ever met. I think he's utterly unique in the sense that he carries all this pressure. He has so much pressure on him. He's the lead of this huge, you know, $100 million TV show. And at the same time, he's still incredibly sort of curious about acting. He's still just as committed. He sort of operates like a young, hungry actor, despite his 40-year career of truly legendary, you know, film. Mm-hmm. So he's utterly unique in that sense. And working with him is a once-in-a-lifetime sort of treat, an incredible learning experience. We're all, you know, I'm watching Kevin every day trying to learn from him, because all we could hope for in a million years is to have a career, you know, a third as illustrious as his.
And there's so many, the show, and I hate to keep going on and on about it, and check out the podcast too, because Jefferson hosts that and he has people on from the show and talks about the show, but there's so many great characters in it. It's character rich, you know, and I don't know as though I've met a more intriguing character than Cole Hauser's Rip. I mean, I think that guy probably, he walks off set and probably still kills people. I love it. I mean, I'm sorry, but
it's terrifying, man. It's terrifying. While he moves around the set, when he's in character, you know, when he's got that hat on, when he's got the jacket on, he moves around like a force of nature. Like, even when the camera's not rolling, he's a really, you know, he's a nice guy. He you know, carries the weight really well also. But at the same time, I can't help but be afraid of him in between
things. See, I'm glad you said that. But I love him, and you love him. That's the thing. Like, every character on the movie, every single character on the show is a flawed character. But you love him. Like Tony Soprano, they're good guys, bad guys at the same time. And I think that's a really interesting balance with a family that's obviously dysfunctional. I'm sorry. I told you I was going to geek out, man. I told you.
He wasn't kidding.
I was going to mark
out.
Very
excited.
So I apologize, Jefferson, if I...
No, I'm honored, and I feel the same way. I think the real gift that Taylor Sheridan has is writing a bunch of characters, all of whom are doing what they think is right. They're all fighting for a world that they believe in, but they can't all be right. You know, there's conflict. You know, it's a bunch of characters who really are doing what they think is right, and just like real life, you know, not everybody can win.
Yeah, Jefferson. So with this, the popularity of this show. Last question. You must get it everywhere you go, right? Because it's exploded to that level now where it's almost, I don't know. I mean, that rabid. Fans are rabid over this show.
Yeah, what's amazing is, you know, especially when we're out in Texas or Montana, that's where a lot of the audience of the show is. So I live in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Myself am an acting geek. I'm always yelling at actors I see on the street, yelling and reaching out to people. But New York's very cool about it.
Yeah, right.
Whereas out in Texas, people aren't shy. People aren't shy about honking their horn at me and running up to me. So
right.
it's a real pleasure to be out in Texas and Montana, where a lot of the audience of the show lives.
You walk down the street, he gets lassoed. You know, hey,
yep.
You know that's
hey,
kind of
gotcha.
Cool. You really do a nice job, and your photographer, you're an excellent photographer too. So I appreciate that, and we like I said, love the show, obviously, and I wish you the best, and I hope it's on for several more seasons to go. So, congratulations.
Thank you so much. I so appreciate you guys taking the time. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Good luck to you, Jefferson. Thanks for coming on with us. Have a great day.
You too.
I told you, okay? I told you.
That you were going to mark out?
Gretchen, your fanboying is adorable. It is what it is, man. It is what it is. Kelly Riley. Probably the biggest badass woman on television.
Yeah.
She's amazing. And I didn't like her at first. But then you can't not like her. She's... Wow.
Greg's head's sweaty.
Mm-hmm. Good listening.
It's a good show. I'm not... I admitted it. I own it.
It's okay,
right?
Buddy. It's okay. Did you, for Black Friday, did you buy yourself a 10-gallon hat? Or 15? Either one.
No, I got some cowboy boots. No,
I wish I still had my pair.
I can't wear cowboy stuff. I'm not a cowboy stuff guy. And I have no interest. Like, I'd like to go to a ranch and stuff like that, but that is not work I am cut out to do at all. It's amazing, though, how many people get killed on that show and nobody seems to notice. It's crazy. Remember how Sons of Anarchy was?
Oh, yeah.
Like, people are dying in ice cream shops and nobody gets arrested. Kind of like that. They got this cliff somewhere in Montana, and they throw all the dead bodies off, and nobody seems to find them. I never would have expected it to be the show it is when I signed on to watch it, right? All right, anyway. So there you go. When we come back, we got the weekly punch to the face is going to happen. Kretchy, he's a regular guy. That's what I appreciate. No question you could ever be with that guy. Yellowstone sounds to me like a modern-day Bonanza. Oh, it's way more badass than Bonanza. Way more. A lot of swearing in it. Kretchy, Jimmy's got the best arc of the season. Yeah, he does, actually. You're wondering what's going to happen with him. And there's another spinoff coming up of a prequel already of what happened back in the 1800s.
The dude from Roadhouse,
Sam,
isn't it?
The guy with the...
Sam O'Neill?
I can never. It's not Shepard.
Is it Sam Shepard?
No, it's not. It might be Sam O'Neill. The guy with the mustache on Road.
Sam Elliott?
Thank you. Figures.
Well, yeah.
I'm just trying to think of famous Sams.
Remember that question she got right? She was just embarrassed.
Hey, there you go. Have a great weekend, everybody. Back on Tuesday. See you at 5:30 in the morning. Enjoy yourselves. Thanks for hanging with us.